Well, I recognize the subject matter is pretty simple this morning, but it's also quite important. And I feel like the Lord's been talking to me through the week about this, so I'd like to share some thoughts this morning and ask the Lord to encourage the saints and challenge every one of us, that the Lord would help us to press on until we receive the prize. In Philippians 3:14, maybe we'll start there. And I want to work our way through a song that we sing, number 261, here in a few minutes. But in Philippians 3:14, it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, this morning, there's a lot said here. That word press means more than casual walking towards something. It means, if you look it up in the Greek, it says to pursue, ensue, to follow after, press toward, given to, and other things too that it says. But you know, the scripture here, Paul says, and I would that the Lord would open this to our hearts this morning, that we could press in a way that gets us to heaven. You know, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize. And you know, this all tells us that it's a little more than this brother just casually saying, as we said. But you know, he's got something in mind. And he has a goal in mind and a mark in mind. And as you read the whole reading here, we'll read another verse or so here later. But you know, as you read that, you recognize this man has a passion for one thing, and that is to make it home safely. And so he wrote to us and said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so this morning, we want to look at a song that we sing and take it verse by verse. And the first verse in 261, press on, says, press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ we'll conquer while traveling here below. And you know, you get the feeling right away in this song that he's talking about a military battle. A number of places in the scripture, it likens our spiritual walk to that of a military battle, doesn't it? And we're told to be prepared for that battle. We see this where he says, press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. You know, there are foes to our journey to heaven that are deadly, that would like to take us out. And so I was meditating on this whole thing, and you know, the Lord tells us that if we'll do these things and add to our faith, that we shall never fall. Now, that's an awesome promise to me. I rest in that, and it makes me want to live real close to the Lord, as close as I can, as humble as I can, that I can make it through all the way and not some way be sidetracked. But you know, I think about the deadly foe, and I was thinking about a term paper that I did when I was in school on the Battle of Britain, and it was in the early part of World War II. It started July the 10th of 1940 and lasted for almost 4 months. And the German, the Axis powers, had determined that they were going to take Britain out. They were going to take their air force out, and they were going to subdue them so that they could mount an invasion of the country and go in and take them over. Well, you know, that seems like a pretty mean thing to do to someone that hadn't provoked the conflict. But that's the way the enemy is, isn't he? He's a deadly foe. And they were deadly. And I did a lot of research during that time. And you know, through those months, practically every night, they endured bombing. A little country, this country, if you look at the size of it, it's like about a third the size of Texas. And every night, practically, if not every single night, they were bombarded with planes flying over. Sometimes 1,000 planes at a time flying over there. Night after night after night being bombarded. Destroying those things that were valuable to them. Killing their friends. Killing those people. That's what the enemy does. And they were determined to subdue England. Well, you know, somehow, through the mercy of God and the endurance of people, they fought back. And I know that's a carnal fight, and I know our fight is not carnal, but our fight is spiritual. And in a number of places in the scriptures, it tells us to fight the good fight of faith. We've got a fight to fight, folks, for our faith, for our confidence in God and our belief that He will work for us. You know, the Lord has precious and valuable things for our lives that He wants us to have. But folks, I want to tell you something. You're not going to just have those things by motoring along. You're going to have to press for them, and you're going to have to fight for them. And so when this writer penned this verse of this song, I believe he knew a little bit about what he was saying when he said, "Press on, my brother, sister." And he started his song out like that, "And face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ, we'll conquer while traveling here below." Do you know that unlike Britain, that didn't know the outcome, they didn't know if they could make it or not. They were determined, but their foe was greater than them. And they had more planes, and they had more at their disposal. And so they didn't know how that was going to come out. But folks, we do. We are promised that we can be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We can make it if we will. And I want to encourage us this morning to press on and press the battle to the gates, to the end, until we reach heaven and make heaven our home. We can do that by keeping a clean heart, by learning from our mistakes of our past, and by allowing the Lord to live in our life. The refrain here says, press on, says Christ, our loving friend. Press on, I'm with thee to the end. Do you know that that is the Lord's way? That's what He's promised to you and me, that He would be with us always, even to the end of the world. Do you know the Lord has promised that for the weakest of His people? He has promised that this morning. What that Battle of Britain was about was, a lot of it was to break the will of the people. We're not going to let up until they break. We're not going to let up until we've destroyed their ability to fight back. And so that's what they tried to do. They didn't realize what they were up against. But that's what the enemy, that terrible, deadly foe, was interested in. But this morning, folks, we'll look at some of the other verses here in a moment. But you know, the Lord wants us to have our sights set on something greater than the things of this world. He wants us to have our heart set that I'm going to make heaven my home, whatever the cost, I'm going to make an end one day. And I believe we can do that. I believe the weakest one here can do that this morning. And so we look, we look on at verse 2, and it says, "Press on and let thy failings a blessing to thee prove. No wave of care or sorrow thy trusting soul shall move." Now I want to I want to ask you something. What's that mean? Press on and let thy failings a blessing to thee prove. I want to tell you, folks, failings will overwhelm you. All of us have to be really careful, or we'll find ourselves, not necessarily in sinful failings, but failings of one kind or another. We'll find ourselves letting the devil just beat up on us until he takes away our ability to go forward. That's why, if he can't take you out, he'd like to get you in that place. But do you know this morning that the Lord wants us to let our failings prove to be a blessing to us? You look at the verse just before the one we started with in Philippians 3 and 14. Look back at 13. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." I want to tell you this morning, Satan, that deadly foe, would like us to live in the past of defeat. If you found defeat in your life, folks, there's every reason in the world to forget those things and look forward into the future. Now, it's not talking about that we can never comes into our mind again. But folks, we don't have to dwell on it. We don't have to let it inhibit our forward march to the Lord. Those things, I think Paul had about as much to forget as anybody here has. Wouldn't you say? I don't know of too many people here that their life and business was about committing the saints to prison and death and all those things. But Paul's was. And he knew what he was saying when he said, "I'm going to forget those things in the past, and I'm going to press forward unto those things that are before, because I want to make heaven my home." And so our questions, our troubles, our problems, folks, there's something we got to do with all those things. We've got to give them to the Lord. We've got to let Him have those things, or they will cause us to live in a place that causes constant confusion and trouble and causes us to fall back or to fail before the deadly foe that wants to break our will and wants to cause you to lay down your defenses and wants to cause you to just capitulate to the enemy. So this morning, I think about the scripture over in 1 John 2 and 1. And folks, I don't dwell on this all the time because I believe in victory. I believe in a life of victory. I think I preach a life of victory. But I will tell you, the scriptures have all this in there for a reason. And John says here, "My little children." You know what that means, don't you? My heart is, my little children, how do you feel toward your children? You can't really explain that, can you? You just know what it means when you have children. He said, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin..." Now, I'm writing these to you that you don't sin. We believe in that, don't we? Absolutely. But he said, if someone does, if you do, if you find yourself in failure, he says, we have an advocate. You know what that word advocate means? That word means an intercessor, consoler, advocate, comforter. You know, I believe that all the other times this word is used, which is only, I think, 5 times in the Bible, it's used as comforter in the other 4 times. Do you know that the Lord, He knows who we are. He knows, He sees our weakness. And folks, like I say, I don't believe in a shabby life, and I preach victory all the time. But listen, if we find ourselves fighting and flailing, don't give up. Don't give up the fight until you get the victory. Don't give up. Press on. That's what the enemy wanted to do to England. He was pounding them every day, every day. Sometimes thousands of bombs a day. I wouldn't know how many moms happened there. But I will tell you, it blew up so many things around England. Holes everywhere, houses damaged, nice places torn up, all kinds of things. Folks, they decided, we're pressing on. We're not giving up to this thing. You know, this morning, let's have that in our heart and mind. Lest we get a little too high ourselves and think ourselves a little more than we ought to think, and we find ourselves flailing. You know, the Lord wants us to be humble, doesn't He? He wants us to search for the grace of God every day. You know, Peter learned probably one of his greatest lessons of his life when he failed. You know what Jesus had told him just hours before that? He said, watch and pray. He said, can you not pray with me a little while? But Peter kept going to sleep. You know, Peter should have listened to what the Lord was telling him, and he wouldn't have fallen into that place. But I'll tell you, he was very confident that he could win that battle, wasn't he? He told the Lord, though everybody denies you, I won't. I'll stand right there by you. I'll fight for you. And then he pulled his sword, and he was ready to fight. But you know, it wasn't that kind of fight, was it? Peter was in a fight for his faith. Peter was in a fight for his soul. He was in a place where he really needed God. But Peter found out that all his resolve wasn't enough. He needed the power of the Lord in his life, didn't he? You know, our failings can teach us things that nothing else can. And this morning, the song says, press on and let thy failings a blessing to thee prove. Wouldn't you say that some of the greatest things we've learned in our trades that we have been from places where we messed up? And sometimes haven't we let our children fail a little bit because we wanted them to learn a lesson for life? You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to recognize those failings, though that's not what the Lord wants us to have, they can be one of the greatest blessings of our life if we will be exercised by it. If we fall back and turn back in defeat and discouragement and why and all these questions and all of that, then the failings will win over us. But if we decide, I'm going to learn how to walk with God. I'm going to learn what it means to be close to the Lord. I'm going to learn what it means to be filled with the Spirit. I'm going to learn what it means. You know, what you'll find is an utter dependency upon the Lord all the time. And it is sufficient. Folks, when we get on our own, that's when we fail. The Lord help us today. I just want to encourage us. Such a simple little thought. Press on, folks. Let's press on to what's before us and not allow those things to to stop us. The Lord will be our comforter. He'll be our consoler because He doesn't want to see us fail any more than we do. And, you know, He'll comfort us. He'll lift us up. He'll give us what we need to go on. And He'll give us power in our life if we'll seek Him with all of our heart. The Lord will do that. All His Word is full of those promises this morning. The third verse says, press on, though raging tempests and fiery billows roll, while crossing life's rough rapids, He'll safely guide thy soul. You know, this morning, it's pretty easy when the raging tempest happens to be caught up in the thought of what's going on. Are we going to be okay? I remember one time we were out on a boat on Lake Hefner and the wind came up as it can do in Oklahoma. And we were on a pontoon boat. I can't think we were too unsafe. But I remember the fear and all that was going on. It was dark and we didn't have much for lights. And I couldn't really see it, but Dad and one of the other fellows with us could see the rocks over there, not far off, and they were worried about that thing crashing us into the rocks and trying to get things working and everything. I think our motor had quit or something. Well, you know what? There's storms like that, isn't there? I want to tell you something. Jesus was in those storms too. And he was asleep in the boat. He was totally at rest. He knew everything was going to be okay. But the people weren't. And they came, and Jesus chided them a little. Why are you so fearful? and he said, peace, be still. And it just calmed right down. Folks, our secret to living for the Lord and making it clear in is to press on in the strength of the Lord. Live close to Him. Press through our own insufficiencies and all those things. The Lord gave us some of those on purpose. He did to Paul the Apostle. Maybe we'll read that here in a minute. But you know, He gave that to Paul to keep him humble, to keep him seeking the Lord so he didn't get too high and mighty in his own mind. Press on. Mid strong temptation, verse 4. Tell Satan he must flee. In Jesus' name resist him, and victory thine shall be. Do you know that's powerful words? Those are powerful words that the Lord wants us to have. Tell Satan he must flee. Put it on him. Let him know I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to live for God and I'm going to make it to heaven all the way in. If I have to crawl on my face, I'm going to make it in. Tell Satan he's got to flee, folks. And victory, it says, thine shall be. I want to go ahead and read 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Listen to this. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. What this indicates to me is that if God didn't make a way for us to escape, there may be some things that we couldn't bear. But he said he has made a way to escape. And he said here, he's faithful, and he won't suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. So this morning, let's take hold on the promises of God. And let's let him give us the grace that we need, that we can fulfill these scriptures. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Now, he's not going to make a way to escape if we're sitting in the middle of things we ought to be fleeing from, will he? But God is faithful, and he has promised this morning. Let's believe that. Let's believe that he's made a way to escape. You know, Ephesians 6, we know this scripture well, don't we? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench, what? All the fiery darts of the wicked. That's the promise of the Lord this morning, and I just want to rest in that and pray that God will help us to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Folks, we've got to lay aside every weight that would hold us down, that would hold us back, that would keep us from running. We've got to lay aside those things and run this race that is before us. Verse 5 says, press on, forever trusting, in faith believing too, in spite of doubt or feeling. God's word will take you through. You know, you remember the Psalms 34, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about those them that fear him. Sometimes the devil needs some things lopped back at him. These are good things to give him back. Psalms 34 and 7 and 8. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Folks, if your heart hasn't come to trust in God and know him, I want to tell you the scripture is true. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Trust in the Lord. Let him have your heart. Let him have your fears. Let him have those things that would cause you to run from trusting in God and learn to trust in him. Verse 6 says, press on to what's before us, forgetting all the past. The light of heaven so glorious eternally shall last. Don't you know what's before us? Have you ever stopped to really consider what is it? What is it I'm trying to press for? Am I trying to escape hell? Well, yeah, I hope you are. I am. But I'll tell you what's really won my heart is the love of the Lord and the place that he's at. Folks, I have to make it in. I have to make it in at all cost. And so I don't have any choice to lay down my weapons. I'm not laying them down by the grace of God. I'm going to make it. I'm going to let my failings teach me. I'm going to let the past teach me. I'm going to let other things teach me. I'm going to seek the Lord for his grace and his power. I'm going to watch and pray. You know, and I believe if we'll do those things, we'll never fall, the scripture says. I was thinking about this battle. It's different than the battles of this life where it's taking up arms and all the... You fight this battle on your knees. Get humble. Get needy before God. Fight this battle with your faith and for your faith. We fight this battle through prayer. We fight to win a crown of eternal life. And what could be greater than that? We fight not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of the rulers of this world, against the powers of darkness and evil, against the roaring lion that wants to take us out. I know this is pretty simple this morning. Thought about the song that says, when old Satan rages, he will carry you. He will fight your battles. He will take you through. I found that to be so. The Lord will do that for us this morning. There are those that have went before us, folks, and we want to follow in their steps. In Hebrews 6 and 12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, you know, Abraham, it says, after he had patiently endured. I see Abraham's life as pretty decent. But you know what? He did have to endure. He lived in a tent instead of a palace. He endured some things. I will promise you, living in a tent is not going to be what living in a palace is going to be. And Abraham put up with some things like that. But the Lord made Abraham rich. And Abraham knew the Lord. And when the Lord came by and he was going to go down to Sodom, he said, shall I not make this known? Didn't he say to my friend Abraham, I believe he said that. And so we see Abraham wasn't as if he was enduring in such a way that every day was painful. No, but Abraham paid the price and lived the life of one whose goods were on the other side. And folks, we're going to have to do that too if we're going to make it. And the Lord help us to not be slothful, but to be followers of those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. Abraham inherited some things, didn't he? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I want to remember that. I want to read another song, and then we'll maybe close out here in a few minutes. Press the Battle On by C.W. Naylor. It's number 130 in our song. And it says, forward, forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. We will conquer for the Lord or die. The foes retreating, press the battle on. The refrain says, strengthened by the power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging foe as far is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, never faint nor fear. Christ, our captain, is forever near. Be courageous, full of hope and cheer. With full assurance, press the battle on. Forward, forward, put the foe to flight. We are battling for the truth and right. We shall triumph in Jehovah's might, then do not falter. Press the battle on. Do you know that we are battling for the truth and right? We live in a world that you can't, there's 1,000 different beliefs about everything. But folks, we can know the Lord. We can live in such a way as to please Him. We can press the battle on for God's Spirit to live in our lives and to enable us and to receive of His goodness. Forward, forward, there's a crown before. See it shining on that heavenly shore. We shall wear it when the conflict's o'er. The prize is waiting. Press the battle on. Folks, we're going to have to do that this morning. Get our eyes on that eternal prize. I know I'm going to have to forget some things in the past. I don't know about the future, but I know Him that holds the future. And I'm going to let Him hold my hand, and I'm going to hold His. And I'm going to press the battle on until I win that goal. Jesus said something, didn't He, about I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. In my Father's house are many mansions. And you know, what about that? That's part of our arming. That's part of our victory. Let's get our minds on it and our hearts on it. I decided a long time ago, I'm going to make all the decisions of my life in light of that. I want to make heaven my home, no matter what it costs me. And so this morning, let's do that. Let's fight the good fight of faith. Let's lay hold on eternal life. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let the Lord give us grace. Paul, in reading about his situation, you know, he realized, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And so he realized it's not the size of the battle, it's the Lord that makes the difference. And so that's what we want to do, folks. Let's look to the Lord. Let's let Him give us His grace inside. As the Lord told Peter, and you look at different places, the Lord said, watch. You watch and you pray. And the Lord wants us to make it in. And I believe we can this morning. There's great and precious promises. Tell Satan he must flee. I'm going to forget the things of the past, and I'm going to press forward, because no matter what it costs me, or no matter what it seems, no matter how hard at some time, it's not hard all the time, but folks, there are hard times. There are times when the enemy decides, I'm going to take them out. I'm going to break their will, and I'm going to take them down. That's what Germany decided in 1940 about Britain. Now, you know, they haven't fought that battle ever since, have they? But they were attacked viciously every day. Thousands of sorties coming over their country, trying to break their will, trying to break their resistance, trying to break them down. Folks, we have a cause, and we have a fight to win. And there's a home in heaven for us to make. And it is worth enduring the pounding that sometimes happens in order for us to make the goal. You pray for me. I want to make it too.